Heureusement, tu as un confort, Inch'Allah. Please confort, Inch'Allah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري يسر أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين Respected brothers and elders and sisters الحمد لله we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again we give such shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to come and sit for the Dars of the Quran the most beautiful of all kitabs the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we thank Allah ta'ala allowed us to sit here inshallah alhamdulillah And we should make our niyyah and our intention again. The Quran speaks about very large, important matters. So we should try our best to leave all the little problems we have in our life and focus on the things that the Quran is telling us to focus on, inshallah. And that will derive tremendous benefit from the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. Again, the Surah Naba, it's talking about this extraordinary news, this incredible news, this life-changing news. And we've really reached the part of the Surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started to talk about that news, which is the news of Qiyamah. This is one part of many parts of the khabar of the Day of Judgment, right? The hereafter has many khabar. One part is actual qiyamah, what it's going to happen on there, and many other things which Allah does describe in this part. So we have to listen attentively, inshallah ta'ala, for ourselves and for everyone around us, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala allow us to benefit from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna yawm al fasli kana miqata. The Day of Judgment is a fixed time, a fixed place that you have to get to. And we talked about it that it's like ihram. When a person is going for Hajj or Umrah, they must pass the miqat. And when you pass there, you must pass with ihram. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala says, when you leave this world, you must go with kafan. And you must meet Allah Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. There's no way to dodge it. There's no way to avoid it. Everyone must go to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is your miqat when you leave this world. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, how will it be on that day? يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ The day when the horn, when it is blown into the horn. When it's blown into the horn, that huge, tremendous sound will wake up everyone from their sleep of death. When we wake up from the sleep of death, we all wake up. فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجَ You will all come in groups. You'll just keep rushing forward. Not exactly sure what happened. So the example is, you know, you have like an alarm clock at home, right? And it just suddenly goes off at a time you weren't expecting it to. Oh, the perishan, the feeling that you get when you wake up, like, oh, it just happened, you know? Imagine that's like low level. Imagine an earthquake started to happen. How quickly would you move? This is the idea of the horn being blown on the Day of Judgment. When it blows, you and I will wake up immediately and start to move towards wherever Allah is telling us to move towards. So then when we're rushing and moving forward, what happens? You start to look up. When you look up at the sky, وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا You look up at the sky is being ripped apart before you. The whole thing is being ripped apart. The beautiful blue sky you had is becoming pitch dark red color. Such a crimson color will be before us. It will open up into doors. Allah says, فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا It will open up into doors. Doors are used for what? Entering and exiting. Who is coming out from the doors? The malaika, the angels. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there's not a single space, hadith al-Tirmidhi, there's not a single space in the sky by this much space, four fingers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, except there's an angel making sajda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the Day of Judgment, this sky will be ripped apart and you're going to see doors and all the malaika will come out of these doors. So many angels will come. And so now you're trying to escape, trying to run here and there and here and there. Wherever you go, malaika are waiting before you saying, there's no exiting today. This is one thing. Then you look around, you say, okay, there's no sky anymore. So you look around to your left and right, what do you see? وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا You look at the mountains. And the mountains that you saw were so firm. Mount Everest, this mountain, that mountain. وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ The mountains will start to fly. فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا As if it was a mirage. The word sarab in Arabic is a beautiful word, extraordinary word. In Arabic, the word for drink is sharab. The word for drink is sharab with a sheen. It has dots, right? And when the drink is not there, and when the dots and the sheen are left, it becomes sarab. What happens when you go to a mirage? A mirage is basically you go there, you think there's water there, right? You think there's sharab there. And subhanAllah, when you get there, you don't find sharab. What do you find? Sarab. As if the word itself, It had the dots and the dots were gone. Similarly, when you went there, you thought the water was there. It's not there. As if the mountains were no longer there anymore. Another explanation of this is that a person will find that the Day of Judgment, when they go there, the mountains will be crushed into dust. Allahu Akbar. So just like a mirage, as if it wasn't there. Now we looked up at the sky, it's ripped apart. You look at to the mountains, it's like this. And then what happens? Allah Ta'ala says, You look underneath you. Inna jahannama kanat mirsada. Oh, Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us. This is the most important thing. When the Quran is telling you this, brothers of Islam, it's a naba. You have to understand this is news. Khabar that's going to happen. It's going to waqi'a, yaqinan, hoga, inshallah. It's going to happen exactly how Allah Ta'ala said it's going to happen. And you have to understand Allah Ta'ala says that you'll look down. Inna jahannama kanat mirsada. Jahannam was always lying in wait for you. Jahannam was waiting there to get you, to anticipate you. That's why the ulama said it's like Jahannam is described as mirsad. Mirsad is like a trap. It's supposed to come and snatch you. This is the idea of Jahannam. That's why the ulama said that the underneath this earth is just Jahannam underneath waiting for us at the end of the day. It's very terrifying to think about it. They're looking up, looking forward, and looking down. There's no escape on that day. Jahannam will be shown for us, brothers of Islam. We have to think about this before we get there, inshallah. Why did Allah tell you in the Quran about Jahannam? Why is he talking about Jahannam? To just terrify you and scare you? No, he's saying that, yeah, Allah, take your life serious. Don't mess around with sins. Don't do haram. Because you know Jahannam is waiting for you. And if you know Jahannam is waiting for you, what will you do, inshallah ta'ala? Protect yourself from that. So when you hear this, inshallah, think about two things. I want you all as Muslims, think about two things when you hear about Jahannam. Number one, ya Allah, save us from our sins, ya Rabbal Alameen. Number one. Ameen. Number two is that make da'wah. You and I have weakened in this da'wah to the non-Muslims and weakened the da'wah to the Muslims. We're not calling our Muslim brothers and sisters from Jahannam to save them. We're not making da'wah for the non-Muslims to save them from Jahannam. How much are we going to continue delaying our effort towards these non-Muslims? SubhanAllah, this brother Chris and brother Rebecca, sister Rebecca and brother Jacob, they all say on the day of judgment, Ya Allah, this brother Abdullah never gave me da'wah, Ya Allah. Like, subhanAllah, how embarrassing would it be for us? May Allah save us, inshallah. Inna jahannama kana mitsada lit-taghina ma'aba. Allah Ta'ala says Jahannam was lying in wait for the oppressors, for the transgressors, for the people who are gunagar. Those who are sinful, Allah Ta'ala says it is waiting for them as a place of abode. Ma'ba, ma'ab is a place that you go to for refuge. Allah says Jahannam is their refuge. When they're going there for itminan and sakina, Allah says the only place they'll find is Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Allah says no other place for them. Labithina fiha. SubhanAllah. They'll remain in Jahannam for how long? Ahqaba. Allah says they'll remain in there lifetime upon lifetime. The word in Arabic, ahqab, means one life after another life. How long is a general life? In Arabic, it's about 80 years. Allah says ahqaba, they're not going to spend one lifetime there, but lifetime after lifetime in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Imagine just one sin we committed, one haram we did, one abuse we did. Allah that will throw us in the fire of Jahannam. We'll be there in there for lifetime, subhanAllah. I could never even take a fire of this world for a single moment. Imagine spending lifetimes in Jahannam. May Allah subhanAllah save us, ya Rabbal Alameen. La yadhuquna fiha baddan wala sharaba. They will not drink in there any coolness nor any type of they will not taste in there any coolness or any type of drink. Illa hamiman wa ghassaqa, except they'll find boiling water and they'll find ghassaq, which is the pus of the people of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says what they will find in Jahannam is not coolness or comfort like they want in the dunya. Allah says they only have the boiling water. And the same people they used to impress in this world. Because this is what happens. Why does a person commit sins? It's because of the fact that we want to make sure we don't, bother or disrespect anyone. Oh, this family member, what he'll say. Or this person, what he'll say. So Allah said, you love them so much, now drink from the pus of them. Waliyadu billah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, you love the dunya so much, you only get boiling water. And you love the people so much, now drink their pus. Allahu Akbar. Allah save us. Allah is telling us, don't go towards that direction. Jaza'an wifaqa. Allah says this is a suitable punishment for them. Innahum kanu la yarjuna hisaba. They never looked forward to having a day of judgment. Allah says they never look forward to the hisab. SubhanAllah, are Muslims looking forward to hisab? What does it mean to look forward to hisab, brothers and elders in Islam? It means that when we come on the day of judgment, we're expecting Allah to reward us for our good deeds. And we're expecting Allah to punish the people who did such wrong. That, ya Allah, the brothers in Palestine, they're going through such hardship. Wouldn't you and I love to see, alhamdulillah, finally some justice is being done on the day of judgment? Aren't you hoping for that, inshallah? This is not for you then. Allah says, the people who go to Jahannam are those who don't want hisab. You and I, subhanAllah, are waiting for hisab. Allahu Akbar, you did such good deeds. What did you do? You gave sadaqah. You smiled at a person. You prayed your salah, maghrib, mashallah. Aren't you expecting reward for this, inshallah? Allah says, then this is not for you. Well, Allah says about the people of Jahannam, number one, that they don't desire hisab. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. They adamantly deny our science. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. And everything we have compiled and put into one single book, everything has been recorded. فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ
illa adaba. And so you taste, we will not increase you except in punishment. Again, the Jahannami, Allah does something very beautiful in the Quran. Every time he talks about Jahannam, Allah tells you why people are going to Jahannam. So that you can I, what can we do? Avoid it. Allah said, desire hisab. And number two, don't deny the day of judgment. The people in the beginning of the surah, they were arguing and discussing about people having tea time, talking about what will happen after we die, all these things. Allah said, bas, man, when you see Jahannam, the atheist said it very famously. He said, if God exists, he has a lot of explaining to do. Bichara. Bichara said, if God exists, he has a lot of explaining to. Bichara, bichara. Allah will throw you in hellfire. He won't even answer a single thing. SubhanAllah. You think you're going to get an answer from God? Allahu Akbar. This is Allah saying, look, don't argue about this question. Don't think about day of judgment like that. Think that is going to happen and bust. Now prepare your life. If you are like this, inshallah, you'll be safe. But you have to think for yourself, inshallah, how Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. That he was someone, subhanAllah, because of the fikr about Jahannam, he could not sleep at night, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not for his own self, but the idea for his whole ummah. Rasulullah said, I am grabbing you like, you're all running to the fire, and I'm grabbing you by your belts, and you're just running away from my hands, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You and I have this blood, the blood of this prophetic understanding of Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do we save people from Jahannam? Remember this, inshallah. Our job is to think about this for ourselves, our family, and our friends. How do we save them from Jahannam, inshallah ta'ala? And then afterwards, if you understood this, Allah ta'ala says, Inna lil muttaqina mafaza. If you passed over the bridge of Jahannam, what's after the bridge of Jahannam? When you get over the back of Jahannam, what's on the other side? Is Jannah. If you get to cross the bridge of Jahannam and you prepared your whole life for Qiyamah and you thought about Hisab, Allah says, you will pass over and you will find mafaz. You'll find the goal. You see the Olympics, the running thing, they do the running thing, 100 meter dash, whatever. And what at the end is what? This one, what's it called? Tape, right? This is mafaz. Okay. You pass over Jahannam and subhanAllah, the tape is waiting for you that says go to Jannah afterwards. Inna lil muttaqina, for the people of taqwa who feared Allah, who heard about Day of Judgment, for them is true success, inshallah. That's the when you pass over the back of Jahannam, inshallah. We'll talk about that more next time, inshallah, about how to save a person and things like that. But main thing again, Rasulullah said, Allahumma hasibana hisaban yasira. Make this dua regularly. Rasulullah said, Allahumma hasibana hisaban yasira. Allah, give me easy hisab. Easy hisab means that Allah gives you your book of deeds like diploma. Allahu Akbar. You just take it and keep walking, mashallah. May the grandest of all tawfiq, inshallah.